Almighty Father, awesome God. You are the great provider, the lifter up of heads. You are the only wise God, the controller of the universe, the owner, the maker, and the molder of all. You are the changer of times and seasons, King of kings, the Lord of lords, the invisible God. You are the miracle worker. There is no one like you. Psalms chapter 147, verse 1 to 5. Your greatness is being revealed. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathered together the outcast of Israel. He heals the broken in earth, and bindeth up their wounds. God tells the numbers of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our God, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Lord, you are forever faithful. You are ever truthful, ever wonderful. You are ever powerful. All glory, honor, majesty, and praise be unto your name. You are the God who will cover the heaven with clouds. You prepare rain for the earth. You make grass to grow upon the mountains. You give the beast their food, and to the young raven which cry. You delight not in the strength of horses. You take not pleasure in the legs of a man. You are mighty. Without any doubt, you are God by yourself, mighty, marvelous, miraculous, majestic. You are the many-sided God. You are more than able. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25 to 31, the Bible reveals the dimension of your glorious personality. The Bible says, for great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, but that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reign. O Lord, you reign. Your kingdom is without end. You are the I am that I am. I am in the morning. I am in the evening. I am yesterday. I am today. I am forever. You are the healer. I am the provider. I am the restorer. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am all-knowing. I am all-sufficient. I am almighty. What a mighty God you are. Limbro gudande lobo zuzita kapara nosalia. Father, to you be all the glory, all the honor, Hallelujah. Greetings to you in the name of the Lord. As you listen to this prophetic prayer message, divinely released and inspired to launch you into a new dimension of testimony, this prayer message is entitled Help from All Sides. Listen to me. The Word of God is God's loaded instrument for the settlement of destinies on earth. The Word of God is loaded to settle destinies on earth. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 8, the Bible says, the Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it alighted upon Israel. In other words, the word that God sent to Jacob settled upon Israel, and it turned the story of Israel around. Hear me clearly. As you listen to this prophetic message, I decree the word that your destiny needs to experience a turnaround, heaven will send it to you today. In the name of Jesus, I declare the release of the word that will turn your story around for better. I command it shall locate you in the precious name of Jesus. I declare the word to locate you, and I command the word to settle you in the precious name of Jesus. As you listen to this prophetic message, the word of God that God will send to you, that will lighten upon you and turn every darkness around you to light. Let the word of God locate you wherever you are, listening to this prophetic message in the precious name of Jesus. Listen to me. Right from the beginning, the word of God is loaded with the capacity to settle the issues of life. The word of God is loaded to reorder every disorderliness. In Psalm chapter 119 and verse 89, the Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The word of God is a settled word that settles life whenever it is engaged. The word is settled forever. It settles homes. It settles marriages. It settles every form of issue. The word of God is a settled word that brings settlement into every unstable situation. I decree today, as you listen to this message, that the word that will settle you will locate you in the precious name of Jesus. By this prophetic encounter with the word of God, your destiny shall be settled. Your homes shall be settled. There shall be settlement in your marriages. There shall be settlement in your life. Your health issues shall be settled. I dismantle every form of unsettlement in your life. Whatever has created unsettlement in your destiny, I command them to hear the word of the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree, as you listen to this prophetic message, every long-term issue that you have been awaiting settlement, that the settlement had not come, you are getting settled right now. The word of God is going to settle you in the name of Jesus. No matter where, no matter when, every time the word of God gains entrance into a life, it provokes undeniable changes. The word of God is a provoker of change. Whenever it gains entrance into any destiny, the destiny is set up for a change. In Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2, the Bible says, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. The Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. Now what happened? And the Bible says, and the Spirit set me upon my feet, that I heard him that speak unto me. The word of God is a setting up force. The word of God sets up destiny. And it sets you up to step you up and make you stand out. The word of God will set you up to step you up and make you to stand out. by this prophetic word, heavens will set you up from everywhere you have been brought down. No matter what situations has held you down this far, I declare you are coming out in the name of Jesus. The word of God is a setting up force. It sets up destiny. He said, the Spirit entered into me and he set me up by the word. It set me up. When he spake the word unto me, the Spirit behind the word step up and he set me up. I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever situation has held you down, you are coming out by the word of the Lord. You are stepping out from sickness by the word of the Lord. You are stepping out from every form of captivity. You are stepping out from the hold of delay and disappointment in the precious name of Jesus. I decree you are stepping out from every pit, every hole, every prison, and every covering where your destiny had been held down for long in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you supposed to have been stepped up, where you are due for promotion, the word of God as it comes to you today will set you up upon your feet in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, hear me. To be helpless is to be hopeless. Every time help is missing, life is incomplete. Any life that is void of help cannot be lived to uttermost fulfillment. In John chapter 5, from verse 1 to 11, we have a wonderful testimony of a man in scripture. The man had been at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. The word Bethesda means the place of mercy. So he had been at the place of mercy, but his life had been messed up. He ought to obtain mercy, but he could not obtain mercy. Rather, his destiny was messed up for 38 years. And the Bible says, the man speaking by himself, he said, whenever I try to get into the water, somebody else get there before me. But Jesus came to the man and he said, do you want to be made whole? And he said, I have no one to push me. So in other words, the man is saying, I have no man to help me. So when the destiny lacks help, the destiny is grounded. Hear me today. Wherever your destiny has been grounded because there is no help, help is on the way for you now. In the name of Jesus, every hopeless situation in your life and around you, by this prophetic message, I command the help that will bring you out of that state of hopelessness to locate you in the precious name of Jesus. When there is no help, the situation becomes hopeless. In Psalm 146 and verse 5, the Bible says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. So there is something between help and hope. When help comes, hope comes. But when help is missing, hope is missing. Hear me clearly. When help steps out, reproach, shame shows up. When help is missing, trouble comes in and it increases. But the moment help steps in, they lose their grip. I'm praying for you today as you listen to this prophetic message. Help will locate you in the name of Jesus. Whatever situation has stepped into your life because you have no one to help you, or whatever situation that you have been stagnant in for a long time because there is no helper, from this season forward, help is coming your way. Even as you are in this new year, I declare it shall be your season for help in the precious name of Jesus. Every situation that crossed over with you that looks as if there is no hope, by the reason of help coming your way, hope is resurfacing in the name of Jesus. You will not journey through this year without help. Help will come for you from the right, it will come for you from the left, it will come for you from behind in the precious name of Jesus. Whenever help steps in, reproach and shame steps out. In Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7, the Bible says, for the Lord God will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded. In other words, I will not be confused. In other words, I will not be put to shame. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. So when help steps in, shame disappears. For the Lord God will help me. He said, therefore I will not be confounded. Therefore, everyone listening to this prophetic word, wherever you have been confused, wherever you have been confounded, because there is no help, I declare the release of help upon you in the precious name of Jesus. Let the heavens of help be opened upon you in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare, whatever that will make your life to be short of help in this year, I dismantle them in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, for the Lord will help me, therefore I shall not be ashamed. Every traces of shame in your life, every pain that is bringing shame into the story of your destiny, I command today as you listen to this word that the help that will terminate your shame will locate you in the name of Jesus. By the reason of the release of supernatural help from heaven, every form of shame in your life shall be terminated. This season marks the end of shame in your journey. This season marks the end of shame in your home. This season marks the end of shame in the affairs of your life. Whatever is sponsoring shame in the direction of your destiny, I command them to come to an end right now. I command them to lose their hold in the name of Jesus. No longer from today will you know shame. This year will not be full of shame for you. Every shame ordained for you this year, by the reason of the release of help, they are dismantled in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of God. Listen to me. To be helped means to be aided. When we talk about help, we're talking about being given assistance to or being given support to. Help also means to alleviate the burden. When somebody's burden is being alleviated, when your burden is being reduced, making things easier for someone to get something done, making things easier for things to be done. That is what help means. When we look at what it means to be helped, it means to be aided, to get something that will make the journey of life easier for you to be able to get things done. Therefore, you must understand that helplessness is one of the forces that has hindered many from fulfilling their glorious destiny, which has been ordained for them. When the bond of helplessness is broken, the way out will show up. In 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 26 to 27, the Bible made us to understand when help shows up, affliction disappears. But when there is no help, affliction surfaces. The Bible says, for the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter, for there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper for Israel. So when there was no helper for them, the affliction continued. He saw the affliction of Israel, but there is no helper for Israel. So when there is no helper, affliction continues. Destruction can reign. Trouble can reign. But hear me today, in the name that is above every name, help that will bring you out from whatever affliction you are, God is sending it to you now. In the precious name of Jesus, affliction is not permitted in the journey of your life this year. The Bible says that he saw the affliction, that it was very bitter. Every traces of bitterness in your journey, every traces of bitterness in your life, in your marriage, in your career, I command them to be dismantled right now. Let the mighty hand of God sweeten every form of bitterness in your life. Whatever has made your life bitter, from today, the Lord is separating you from them in the precious name of Jesus. Whatever has been making your journey bitter all through the year, as you cross into this new year, I command every trace of bitterness to be dismantled and destroyed in the precious name of Jesus. Now look at verse 27, 2 Kings chapter 14. When God saw the affliction, he said, no, it must not be like that, because there is always help available. And the Bible says, and the Lord said, not that he will blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the end of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. In other words, he sent help to them through Jeroboam. Come on now. So when God saw that there was no helper, he raised up helper for them. Oh, like a patenimus is alihadaba. Listen to me. Everywhere the door of hell has been shut up against you, God is sending helper to you from the west and from the south. In the mighty name of Jesus, the same God that brought Israel out of their affliction and their state of bitterness by the reason and the channel of sending helper to them, from today, God is sending helper to you from every angle of the world. I say God is sending helper to you in the name of Jesus. The helper of destiny that your life needs to sow forth in the place where God has ordained you will get to in the journey of life. Heaven will send it to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice and say this after me, believing. Say, Father, I believe in you. In this season, send help to me in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. There are two dimensions of help. Number one dimension of help is what I've called divine help. This is the help that comes from above. It is God's help released to better the lives of people. Divine help is God sending help to you from above. God helping you from above. You must understand this, that God is the main source of help in life. God is the main source. He is the releaser. He is the initiator of help in life. In Psalm 121 and verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, David speaking, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. So help is from God. Listen to me. No man can help anyone without God helping the man. It takes the help of God for anyone to enjoy help on earth. The Bible says in Psalm 124 and verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and the earth. So help comes from God. When you understand this, you will live a life that is gallantly triumphant. If God does not help, no one can help. Everyone created needs the help of God. When you miss the help of God, you miss the best of God for your life. God himself initiated help. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. I will make a helpmeeter. I will make someone that will help him to meet up. So when God saw that there is a need for help, he initiated one. So in other words, interpreting that scripture, the Bible says it is not good for man to be alone. In other words, it is not good for man to lack helper. Ooh. So when you miss the help of God, you miss out of the program of God for your life. God is the main source of help on earth. Hosea chapter 13 and verse 9. The Bible says, O Israel, thou art destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. So when you miss the help of God, it is an invitation to self-destruction. Come on now. He said, you have destroyed thyself because thy help is in me. So the help of everyone is in God. It takes you getting the help from God to be able to get the help on earth. I decree today, everyone, wherever you are listening to this prophetic message entitled Help from All Sides, wherever you have been missing out of the help of God for your life, help will locate you. The message of God will release help to you. The heavens of hell that has been shut against your life shall be reopened in the precious name of Jesus. The help from above that will turn your story around, heaven is releasing it to you right now. Whatever the help of God can do, I decree the release into your destiny now. In the precious name of Jesus, every trouble that has been raging and reigning in your life because there is no help from above, heaven is set to help you now. In the name of Jesus, God is the main source of help. The number two dimension of help is what I've called earthly help. This is the help that flows from human to human. It is God's inspired help through human channels. It is God working through human to set destinies on high and enhance earthly accomplishment. Earthly help means God working through humanity to help one another or to help another man in order to set the destiny on high and enhance the accomplishment of earthly assignments. So whenever God sends help through a man, it is for the promotion and the furtherance of earthly assignments. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 21 to 22, the Bible says, and they helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were almighty men of value, and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, came men to David to help him, until it was a great host, like the host of heaven. Day by day, they were bringing help to David, to help him, in order for him to meet up. I decree today, in the name that is above every other name, that from today, you begin to enjoy daily help, in the precious name of Jesus. Every human agent, and the help that flows through human channel, heaven will connect you to them. The Bible says they helped David against the band of the rovers. In other words, they helped David to overcome. They helped David to triumph. They helped David to win the battles of life. Every helper your destiny needs to win the battles of life, to enforce and enhance accelerated accomplishments this year, heaven will send them to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every human agent that God has placed on assignment to help you this year, you will not miss them. I say you will not miss them. In the precious name of Jesus, they helped David against the band of the rovers, those that God will use, human agents, to help you in order for you to overcome every situation, to come out from that Sunday, to come out from that debt, to come out from that joblessness, to come out from that promise and faith situation. I decree that from today, they begin to locate you in the name of Jesus. The platform for your connection be established in the precious name of Jesus. They were almighty men of valor, and they were captains in their host. So they left their own host to go and take care of David until he became a great host. Lihando kuta pranazazia bato mandreli kazazazu zematiava pranato sukatia meratu zimakata. As you listen to this word, heaven will send helpers to you in the name of Jesus. The helper you need to make the journey of this year smooth, God is connecting you with them in the mighty name of Jesus. There are earthly helps. Even Paul the apostle enjoyed earthly help for him to accomplish the ministry God has committed to his hand. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 3, Paul himself said, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus." So there were helpers that enabled him to meet up with the assignment that God has ordained for him. Everyone need help. Everyone need helper. God stirred up the heart of Priscilla and Aquila and connected them with Paul to help him in the journey. In the name of Jesus, as you journey through this year, the helpers you need, in the order of Priscilla and Aquila, for your own destiny to be fulfilled, heaven will connect you with them in the precious name of Jesus. In that same Romans chapter 16 and verse 9, Paul said again, "Salute Urban, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved." So Paul rose up to prominence. Part of what made him was help. He said, "There are people that God surrounded me with that were helping me to meet up." I decree today, every day, those that God will put on the path to be helpers to you, for you to be able to accomplish the assignment he has committed to your end, heaven will send them to you in the precious name of Jesus. On daily basis, you will begin to enjoy help. On weekly basis, you will begin to enjoy help. On monthly basis, help will be locating you in the precious name of Jesus. Those that God will connect to you, and those that God will put in your life that will bring out the best in you, heaven will establish the connection. However, I declare that those that are already in the journey of your life, every connection that is sending helper away from you, heaven will disconnect you in the mighty name of Jesus. By this prophetic word and encounter, help is locating you in the name of Jesus. Human help will come your way. Those that will help you to be all that God has ordained you to become, heaven will establish the connection in the precious name of Jesus.
Listen to me. Both help from above and help from on earth, they are essential elements in the journey of man. Every man that will live life gloriously needs help from above, very importantly, and also need help from an earth. God has ordained and established both of them to work hand in hand so that destiny can be fulfilled. Bible speaking concerning Jesus in Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Now, if he had the one for God, why does he need the one for man again? The two of them, they are dual instrument for the glorious manifestations of destiny. He was obtaining favor from God and was obtaining from man. He needed both of them in his journey. So both help from above and help from beneath or the earth, they are essential elements in the journey of man to meet up. For every man to gloriously enjoy the best of God on earth, you need to enjoy the two of them. Now, let me share with you some reasons why you need the release of this order of help. Number one, everyone needs help to meet up. Everyone, no matter how great, no matter how mighty, everyone needs help to meet up. Some people need little help. Some people need great help. Some people need medium-sized help, if there is anything like that. But everyone needs help, both from God and many times from man. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, Bible says, and God said, it is not good. It is not good. I need to make a help meet for him so that he will be able to meet up with the help that I've ordained for him. So God established help for man for him to be able to meet up. There are things that God expects you to meet up with. There are expectations ahead of you. There are guidelines ahead of you. There are accomplishments ahead of you. There are glorious destinies ahead of you that you need to meet up with. But many times, many people could not meet up because the help they need to make them meet up is missing. Therefore, I declare, everywhere your destiny has been lacking help, God will release help to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, in this new year, by the help of God and the help of man, you are meeting up. In the name of Jesus, you are meeting up. In the precious name of Jesus, this new year, I declare, help will guarantee your speedy accomplishment. By the help of God, you are getting things done on time. In the mighty name of Jesus, hear me clearly. There are so many voices that stands up to speak against help. They rises up contrary to oppose the release of help that will make man to meet up. In Psalm chapter 3 and verse 2, the Bible says, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. So there is usually help for people in God, but many says there are voices that have been raised up to be speaking against the release of help. That is why many people could not meet up, because the release of help that's supposed to make them meet up had been blocked by the voices. Therefore, I declare, every contrary voice and voices from anywhere speaking against the release of your help, brought from above and from beneath, I silence them today in the name of Jesus. Every contrary voices that are speaking negatively against you in the eyes of your destiny helper, I silence them today in the name of Jesus. Their voices saying no, their voices opposing you where you're supposed to be helped, they are opposing you. I command them to be silenced from now in the name of Jesus. I declare, in this new year, wherever you have been blocked before, where you're supposed to have been helped and you have been blocked, the door of help is open there right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how many they are that are saying there is no help for you in the law, heaven will surprise them. I say heaven will show up for you in the precious name of Jesus. You are receiving the help you need to cross over to the other side. In this new season, you are receiving the help you need to get that project accomplished. You are receiving the help you need for you to become a father. You are receiving the help you need for you to become a mother. You are receiving the help you need for you to complete every good project you have started in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So everyone needs help to meet up. Number two, why do you need help? To lack help is to lack genuine progress. To lack help is to lack genuine progress. When the help of God is missing in a life, that life becomes miserable. It takes timely help to make progress. When help comes, progress becomes easier. But when help is missing, progress becomes stunted. Then Acts of Apostles chapter 26 and verse 22, Apostle Paul speaking, he said, having therefore obtained help of God, I continued unto this day. So I would not have been able to continue if not that I obtained help. So many destiny could not continue because they could not obtain help. The help they needed to make them continue had been dismantled. He said, I continued unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those with the prophets and Moses did say should come. So when I obtained help, I received the capacity to continue. I declare every good thing that they have missed to seize in your life, good thing that they have made to seize in your story, in your destiny, because there is no help. From today, the help that will make you continue is locating you in the precious name of Jesus. I decree the supernatural release of that help that will make you to continue in the mighty name of Jesus. Your progress will not be stunted. Your elevation will not be stopped. Your promotion will not be stopped in the precious name of Jesus. Hear me clearly. Every help you need from above for you to get that promotion you have been believing God for, receive the help right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare from today that help from above and help from on earth, they will collide together to bring the best out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. From today I declare, Paul said, having obtained help, I continue. From this season onward, you are continuing. You will continue to enjoy progress. You will continue to enjoy elevation. You will continue to enjoy favor by the help of God. You will continue in the mighty name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 2 and verse 16 to 17, the Bible says, now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And suddenly shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them. Moses stood up and helped them. These are the daughters of the priest of Midian, who eventually became the father-in-law to Moses. They had to go and take care of their father's flock. And suddenly, when they are about giving water to them, some shepherds came out to block them, to stop them, to delay them, to make them not to be able to get it done. But there was a man that God had positioned there by the name Moses, and he stood up to help them. There are so many destinies that had been delayed and had been frustrated because the man that has been sent and positioned to stand up and help them would not do nothing. And when they got back home, their father said, you came quickly. So when help comes, speedy progress is guaranteed. When help shows up on time, speedy, timely result is guaranteed. Moses stood up to help them. From this season, I declare, in this new year, those that God has ordained and positioned to rise up on their feet to help you, in the name of Jesus, Satan will not keep them down. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing will block your help from the eyes and the hand of those that are ordained to help you. Helpers of destiny that will help you to get results on time this year, to make it on time this year, to grow in your spiritual destiny, to grow in all directions of your life. Heaven will send them to you. God will stir up their hearts to action in the mighty name of Jesus. Embralo takizamata. Those that have been sent to help you before, that they have not been able to deliver, from this season I declare, heaven will stir up their hearts to come and deliver to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever is blocking your help is lifted now. The embargo upon your help is lifted now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. But when help comes, progress is guaranteed. Number 3, why do you need help from outside? Help turns adverse situation around. Help turns adverse situation around. Help is an instrument for turning situations around. Every time help shows up, situation changes. Whenever help shows up from above or from beneath, instigated by God, situation must change. In Daniel chapter 10 and verse 13, the Bible says, while Gabriel, the angel that was sent to go and deliver to Daniel, was in that, the Bible says, but the priest of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. That is Gabriel's talking there. He said, he withstood me 121 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me. So if not that God sent a helper from heaven to go and release the blessings and the result, the testimony of Daniel that was being withheld by the prince of Persia, He said, I remain there with the kings of Persia. So many people have remained in situation because the help could not come. He said, but one of the chief priests came to help me. And when he came to help me, I was released. But when I was released, I came to deliver. So there are people, or there are things that are supposed to have come your end that could not come because there is no one to help to enforce the release. There are things that you're supposed to enjoy. There are breakthroughs. There are promotions. There are testimonies that are supposed to have come and manifested in your life, but they could not come because they have been hindered. But I tell you something. He said, one of the priests came to help me. I decree today, even in this season, angels will arise to help you. Heavens will arise to help you. Whatever you're supposed to have celebrated, whatever you're supposed to have accomplished, whatever you're supposed to have taken hold of, every report you're supposed to have gotten, every approval you're supposed to have gotten, whatever you're supposed to have been rejoicing over that has been delayed and hindered, by the help of heaven, they are released right now. In the name of Jesus, I command by the help of heaven, they are released in this season. This year, your testimony will not be withheld. Your breakthrough will not be withheld. Whatever you're supposed to have completed and be celebrating concerning, that they have in that, because there is no helper. Helper is coming your way now in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Help turns adverse situation around. In Luke chapter 10, verse 30 to 35, the Bible unveiled the story of a man that was on his way going somewhere. A certain thing happened to him. Luke chapter 10. Now verse 30 say, and Jesus said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell amongst thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and they wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Look at this man. He was going from somewhere to somewhere. Just as you also, you are going, as you have stepped into this new year, you are going, you have a destination, you have an expectation, you have a futuristic project and plan. But suddenly, this man could not get there. Why? Because certain powers withstood him on his way. They blocked his access. Number one, the Bible says they took off his raiment. That one means they put him to shame. They put him to nakedness. They took away his covering. Oh my goodness, I declare, in the course of the journey of this year, whatever had been positioned and prepared and ordained to take away your covering of glory, your financial covering, your covering as a parent for your children, I decree today, heaven will frustrate them in the mighty name of Jesus. As you go through this year, you will not be frustrated. As you go through this year, every satanic agent that has been positioned and prepared to put you to shame, to take away what belongs to you, they took away his raiment. I decree, the hand of God will come against them. They will not be able to perpetuate their wickedness in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says, and they wounded him. They wounded him and they left him half dead. In other words, the man is still living, but he's not alive. They have wounded him. They have taken away what belongs to him preciously. He was on his way going somewhere, but he could not get there. I declare, whatever will not allow you to get there and to get there fully in the course of this year, heaven will silence them in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare, in the journey of this year, you will not be wounded. Financially, you will not be wounded. Spiritually, you will not be wounded. In your health, you will not be wounded. In concerning your marriage, you will not be wounded. In the name of Jesus, every power that wounds people, that makes them to get to their other sides wounded, heaven is dismantling them concerning your destiny in the precious name of Jesus. Bible says, and they left him after. They took away all he has. There are so many destinies that they could not get to their appointed place because they have been delayed on their road to getting there. They left him hopeless. But in verse 31, Bible says, and by chance there came down a certain priest that way. A priest came there. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Who else should have helped him? A priest came, but he saw him. He passed by. There are so many people that help is in their hand to do. They have the capacity to do it. As a matter of fact, they are ordained to do it. But when they saw the man, he passed by. He left him. He passed him by. That is rejection. There are people that will not be helped in life because of the forces of rejection. Those that have the capacity to help them will reject them. I decree today, in the course of this journey, whatever form of rejection has been ordained for you, heaven is breaking it in the name of Jesus. Every force of rejection and the spirit of rejection that will make you to be rejected where you're supposed to be helped, it is dismantled now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every mark of rejection in your life that has been sending helpers of destiny away from you, he is a priest, he's supposed to help him, he is ordained to help him, but he could not help him, he rejected him in the precious name of Jesus. I break the yoke of rejection upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not be rejected as you go through this year. Rejection is not your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The priest passing by, and the Bible says in verse 32, and likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, he came and he looked on him, and he passed on the other side. The priest did not even come, but the Levite came. He saw his situation, yet he did not do nothing. Why? He wanted to do, but the capacity to do is not with him. That was why he came near. The resources to do did not have. There are people like that. It is near success syndrome. It is near help. I almost got it. The man almost got the help he needed. Because what else does he need? The man came. He saw his situation. But he said, I can't help. There are people in the journey of life that it is near success. Almost there. Almost gotten help. He almost got it. He almost breakthrough. He almost passed. But he did not eventually. I declare in the course of this year, in the name that is above every other name, what will make helpers to come to you and will not be able to deliver, heaven will take it away from you. Every force that repels helper, it sends them away. It turns the back of helpers against you. I decree they will not operate in your life. I break their hold upon your life from today. There are young ladies that are supposed to be married. When the man comes them, he will come near, but he will not be able to stay. She almost got the man, but he lost it. He almost got the job, but he lost it. Every spirit of almost there in the journey of your life, they are shattered this year in the name of Jesus. Whatever is almost there in your life, this year it will be there. You will get it. You will get it done. You will get it accomplished. You will receive the favor. You will receive that help in the name of Jesus. But verse 33, the Bible says, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Remember, the Levite came, but the capacity to do is not there because the compassion was not there. But when the Samaritan came, he saw. Listen to me. The priest saw, but he did not come. The Levite came, and he only looked on him. But the Bible says, when the Samaritan came, he saw him and he had compassion. So it takes compassion to enjoy help on heart. Listen to me. The Samaritan was on his own way, yet he left his own way and he came to minister to the need of this man. This man is not supposed to help him. Samaritans are not friends with you, but the protocol was broken because the time for this man to obtain his help has come. The protocol was broken. The order was reversed. Why? Because he must be helped. I decree in the name of Jesus, as you go through this journey, men and women will go out of their way to help you. In the name of Jesus, even those that are supposed not to help you, they will help you. Heaven will put your compassion in their heart. Heaven will put your help in the heart of everyone you meet. In the name of Jesus. When he saw him, he came, he saw him and he had compassion. When he had compassion, look at what he did in verse 34. And he went to him and he bound him up. He bound up his wound. He poured oil on it. He poured wine. He set him on his own beast. The man decided to be walking, and he put this man that has been wounded on his beast. He forfeited his own conveniency to make sure that this man is convenient. There are people that God will put your way this year that will do the extra. They will go extra mile to ensure that your destiny is fulfilled. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, and he brought him to an inn, and he took care of him. Abba, he brought him to an inn. He took care of him. The man that was a Samaritan, that supposed not to, but he could not, because God has put his help in his heart. God put the help of that man in his heart. He was the apportioned and ordained helper of destiny for the journey of that man, for him to be able to get to the other side, because he was on his way going somewhere. Everyone in the course of this year that God will put on your way, that will go out of their own way to make sure that you fulfill destiny, I say God will put your mercy and your compassion in their heart, in the name of Jesus. Those helpers of destiny that will make the journey of this year smooth for you, heaven will bring them your way. Wherever they are, they will come towards your path, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even if they are going towards another direction, they will take a reverse gear to help you, in the name of Jesus. As many people that God has put your help in their hand, they will come and deliver to you this year. By help, you are breaking level. By help, you are changing level. By help, you are breaking boundaries. By help, you are breaking limits, in the mighty name of Jesus. This man was restored by help. By the reason of help, you are getting restored fully this year. Your marriage shall be restored. Your home shall be restored. Your health shall be restored, in the name of Jesus. And verse 35, the Bible says, and in the next morning, on the morrow, when he departed, he took 2 pence and gave them to the host and said, take care of him. He did not know him from nowhere, but he was committed to ensuring that the man came back on his feet. And he said, whatever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay thee. So the man committed himself to the full welfare and the benefit of that man that has been wounded by the devil. Listen to me. It doesn't matter where you have been wounded. The enemy may think they have done their part, but I have news for you by the reason of this prophetic message. Help from all sides is coming your way. People that doesn't even know you, they will help you. Those that knows you, they will help you. In the name of Jesus, men and women, including angels, they will be committed to your lifting this year, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the reason of help from places you don't even expect. In the precious name of Jesus, you are getting the job you don't qualify for. You are getting accomplishment that your hand cannot get you. By the help of God, connecting with the help of man, things are changing for you. Stories are changing in your life. New testimonies are being delivered to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. The place where you work, it will help you. The place where you go, they will help you. Everywhere you step from today, help will be falling upon themselves to make sure that things work for you, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that prophetic word, say big amen. In the name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Father, from today, everywhere I go, let help come my way. Lift up your voice. From today, everywhere I go, let help come my way, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Now listen to me. Help from all sides is never an accident. It must be positioned for. For you to enjoy help, you must position yourself so that you'll be able to get it. To position yourself for this uncommon dimension of help, there are certain things you need to engage. There are certain things you need to put in place for you to be able to operate and enjoy this help, even as you go in the course of this year. Number one thing you need is you must seek God, who is the source of all help. You must seek God because he's the source of all help. The God you don't seek, you cannot see. The depth of your connection goes a long way to define the height of your connections. How connected you are to God determines how much connections you enjoy from heaven. You cannot be a God seeker and not enjoy tremendous help from everywhere. Psalm 121 verse 1 to 2 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill. Where comes my help? It comes from the Lord. Help comes from the Lord. So you must seek God. He is the maker of heaven and earth. So no help from anywhere unless God is involved. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and verse 5, Bible telling us about Uzziah. The Bible says, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought the Lord. It is as long as. The more God you seek, the more help you receive. How did he prosper? Verse 15. And the Bible says, he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones without, and his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped. So there is another dimension of help called marvelous help. Till he was strong. Verse 15. 2 Chronicles 26 and 15. So he prospered because he was marvelously helped. So by marvelous help, he entered into his realm of prosperity. How did he get there? He sought the Lord. So as you seek God, you connect with marvelous help from above. I prophesy the heart to seek God be released upon you. The mind to seek God be infused into your life. Hear me clearly. Many only wants to use God. They don't want to seek God. That's why many Christians are frustrated. You want to pass through a shortcut. Shortcut will always cut short. You must be a God seeker, a genuine God seeker, not because of what you want from him, but because of who he is to you, by reason of his love for you. You must seek God. Huh? If you want to be marvelously helped this year, you must seek God. Seek him. He said, as long as. So as long as you desire this, you must seek God. Not because you want him to help you, but because he is your God. Every God seeker ends up become a high flyer. Everyone that seeks God ends up enjoying and becoming the best that God has ordained them to become. I see you seeking God in this season. Seek God with your heart. Seek God with the whole of your mind. Seek God in your thought. Seek God in the place where you walk. Seek God when you go to bed. Seek God. Let your journey with God be a daily journey. Until you are committed to seeking God, God is not committed to ensuring that you enjoy unusual dimension of help. David was a man that enjoyed help. He enjoyed help on daily basis. How? Because Bible says he's a man after God's own heart. He's a pursuer of God. He sought God to the point that God said, this is a man after my heart. What is God saying about you? It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what you have accomplished, and where you are still going. You must be a genuine God seeker for you to consistently enjoy God's help. Number two, how do you position yourself for this uncommon dimension of help? You must sow the seed of help. You must sow the seed of help, because whatever you sow is what you reap. Everyone that desires to enjoy the flow of help from outside must sow the seed of help. You must be a channel of help to others. Somebody say, I don't have. There is something you have that will be a source of help to somebody. Whatever God has blessed you with, whatever God has endowed you with, is an instrument of helping others. Be committed to helping others. Be committed to helping people. When you sow the seed of help, you position yourself to harvest help. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 to 10, Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. So what you sow into is what you reap from. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap. So there is a reaping for every sowing. We will reap only if we faint not. Verse 10 said, as we have opportunity, therefore, let us do good unto all men, especially them who are of the household of faith. Many people are praying that God help them, but God is saying, who have you helped? The last one I did for you, who did you help with? Every opportunity you have is an opportunity for you to help. Be a channel via which the help of God flows from. And when you are a conduit where the help is flowing from, you will never lack that help. That is how you connect with help from outside. Be a helper. Be a helper. Sow the seed of help in the course of your journey. Be a help seed sower, and you will always see help harvested. I declare, in the course of this year, you will harvest uncommon dimension of help in the precious name of Jesus. Number three, how do you position yourself for help this season? Ask, ask, and ask. Ask for it. To ask is to receive. Not to ask is not to get. When you don't ask, you don't get it. In James chapter 4 and verse 2, Bible says, you have not because you ask not. So not to ask is not to get. When you ask in faith, you stir up the release from above. When you ask for help, God will show forth together with all the things I've mentioned above to help you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11 to 12, the Bible says, "And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God." So he asked, "For we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee." So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled out because he cried out for help. When you don't ask, you don't receive. So for you to connect and position yourself for help from outside, ask from God. Ask from God. When you ask for help, you connect with help. Many people are frustrated, depressed, and dejected because they could not open up their mouth to ask. Many have died because they could not open up their mouth to ask. Ask of help and you will receive. From this day, I decree help from outside will locate you. In the mighty name of Jesus, everywhere you turn, help will come your way. Everywhere you face, God will send help to you. From today, you will not be denied of any help you are qualified for. Even the help you don't qualify for, you will not be denied of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, the God of help from today will begin to back up your life. In the precious name of Jesus. Get this right. Help is God's ordination and design for the betterment of destinies. Though it is available for all, but it is not accessible by all. It takes those who are connected to him to enjoy the full release of help from outside. There are many people praying and asking for help, but God is saying, "I know you not. I know you not. I know you not." There is a place of connectivity with God that will guarantee the release of help. As you listen to this prophetic message, are you wallowing in sin? Many have been offended and entered into the realm of bitterness of heart, because they have asked brothers or sisters or people to help them and they could not help them. So they took offense against them. And as a result of that, they became enemies. You need to come to God. No man can help you if God does not help you. Your brother cannot help you if God does not help you. And for this God to help you, you need to be reconnected back to him. Or you have once been in God and you backslided. You are no longer in him. Your journey with him is no longer smooth. God is calling you back to him right now. You have been wallowing in sin, in any form of sin, or you are not even connected to God at all. You have lost your connection with God. Many, because of what they want to eat, what we need to wear, and who we want to become, have left their first love for God. The heaven is calling you back right now. If you are listening to this message and you are saying, "I need to go back to God," and your spirit is bearing you witness that you need God in the journey of your life, I can tell you this: you cannot go far without God. I'd like to pray with you and get you connected to the family of God. Everyone in the family of God enjoys help from God. So wherever you are, lift up your voice with me and say this prayer. Say, "Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and rose again to give me life. Today, I confess my sins before you and repent of them. Forgive me and cleanse me. I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my life, Jesus, and reign in me. I believe I am born again. Thank you, Jesus. Amen." If you have prayed that prayer, you have been reconciled to God. You have been accepted into the family of God. Joy reigns in heaven because you are back. And I can tell you that from now, you begin to work and operate in the dimensions of help unlimited as you connect with those instruments that have been handed over to you. In the precious name of Jesus. I know, without doubt, this message has been a blessing to you. I would like to glorify Jesus with you as you share your testimony of what God has done through this message with me. You can send it to wordrevival@yahoo.com. Send your mail to wordrevival, wordrevival@yahoo.com. God bless you. And if this has been a blessing to you and you desire that it be a blessing to others, I encourage you to support the continuous free distribution of this prayer message. You can see the case for more information for you to be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. As you go through this year, I declare help will come from far and near. Everything you do, help will answer them in the mighty name of Jesus. From this day, help from all sides shall never cease and never be scarce in the journey of your life, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. God bless you. Amen.